This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strobe. Lebanese media report that at least three people were killed and dozens wounded in a second wave of explosions targeting the militant group Hezbollah. More electronic communications devices detonated Wednesday after exploding pagers killed at least 12 people and wounded almost 3,000 on Tuesday. Hezbollah has vowed revenge. Linda Grantstein reports for VOA from Jerusalem.
Although Israel has not taken responsibility for the exploding pager attack Tuesday, it is widely blamed. Israeli security experts say the explosives were implanted into the pagers as they were manufactured. Hezbollah ordered the pagers from a Taiwanese company called Gold Apollo. A representative of the company said the pagers had actually been made by BAC, a Hungarian manufacturer. Eyal Pinko is a former Israeli intelligence official.
This is an intelligence operation that was very well planned, prepared for more than 1.5 years.
Israel is bracing for promised retaliation by Hezbollah. Israeli analysts warn that a direct conflict between Israel and Hezbollah would likely escalate to a regional war. Linda Gradstein, VOA News, Jerusalem.
U.S. agencies said on Wednesday Iranian cyber actors sent messages during the summer to people involved in President Joe Biden's then re-election campaign containing non-public material from Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's campaign as part of efforts to influence the November 5th election. The FBI Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency and Office of the Director of National Intelligence said in a joint statement, furthermore, Iranian malicious cyber actors have continued their efforts since June to send stolen non-public material associated with the former President Trump's campaign to U.S. media organizations. Iran denies interfering in U.S. elections. Iran's permanent mission to the United Nations in New York did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The United States Navy is preparing for a potential conflict with China by learning lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The Navy is taking lessons from Ukraine and the Red Sea to get ready for a potential future conflict with China.
I'm very focused on 2027.
That's the Air Admiral Lisa Franchetti, the Navy's top officer, says China has ordered its forces to be ready for invading Taiwan. Franchetti wants the Navy ready if needed.
If the nation calls us, we can push the go button.
Franchetti tells the AP she's unveiling an ambitious plan that includes boosting maintenance and recruiting. The Navy's learning from how Ukraine's forces have used a variety of capabilities to limit Russia's Black Sea Fleet operations. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
Nigeria has warned of possible flooding in 11 states following the release of water from a dam in neighboring Cameroon. The Nigerian Hydrological Agency said on Wednesday that water would be released from the Lagdo Dam gradually and could cause flooding, but that there was no cause for alarm. Severe floods have ravaged northeastern Nigeria, impacting more than 400,000 people as West Africa experiences some of the heaviest flooding in decades this year. It has affected more than 2 million people, three times more than last year. The United States military has acknowledged that Yemen's Houthi rebels shot down two MQ-9 Reaper drones. AP correspondent Charles De Ledesma reports.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have shot down two American MQ-9 Reaper drones in under a week, further highlighting the regional spread of the Israel-Hamas war. The U.S. military says the Houthis shot down the first Reaper on September 10 and the second just on Monday. Online videos showed the downing and the flaming wreckage on the ground afterwards in Yemen's Dama province. As the one-year anniversary of the war approaches, the Houthis continue a campaign to target ships traveling through the Red Sea as U.S. led airstrikes pound their positions in Yemen. That's imperiled a waterway that typically sees $1 trillion worth of trade pass through it. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Lawyers for some of the men accused of raping an unconscious French woman who had been drugged by her husband have asked about her habits, personality, and sex life, even questioned whether she was truly unconscious during the encounters. Giselle Pellicot's testimony Wednesday came a day after her ex-husband, Dominique Pellicot, testified that for nearly 10 years, he drugged her and invited dozens of men to rape her as she lay defenseless. She fiercely rejected any suggestion that she was anything but an unwitting victim. Giselle Pellicot has become a hero to many rape victims and a symbol of the fight against sexual violence in France for agreeing to waive her anonymity in the case. For additional stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.